This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
There's a mystery in Minnesota. A shroud of mystery hanging over the small town of Winona. As the baffling disappearance of a young mother, Madeline Kingsbury, continues to puzzle locals and law enforcement alike. Madeline, a devoted mother of two, vanished into thin air nearly 2 months ago, leaving her community and family in a whirlwind of confusion and distress. Now, a retired veteran of the judicial system has been coaxed back into the fold, drawn by the enigmatic nature of Madeline's case. Bill Prokopowicz, former chief deputy attorney in Dakota County, widely acclaimed as arguably one of the best in the business, stepped forward to lend his expertise. The news was confirmed by Madeline's sister, Megan Kingsbury, during an interview with local television station KTTC. Megan's voice trembled as she shared her despair over the unknown fate of her sister. She elaborated that Phil has been called upon to assist Winona County's law enforcement, but specifics of his involvement remain shrouded due to a developing custody trial that's added another layer of complexity to this already vexing case. Madeline vanished on March 31st, a day that began as any other, with a seemingly innocuous task of dropping her children at daycare. This routine act now stands as a haunting reminder of her abrupt and inexplicable disappearance. After retiring from the Dakota County Law Enforcement Agency in 2019, Bill's return into the field underscores the gravity of the situation. In a statement to Fox News, Bonnie Bowman, the Minnesota Department of Public Safety spokesman, stressed that Bill's involvement was to assist in unraveling this complex and ever-spiraling case. As if the strain of Madeline's disappearance wasn't already challenging enough, the Kingsbury family is also entangled in a messy custody battle. Madeline's former partner, Adam Cravel, is at the epicenter of this dispute. The children, in the meantime, have found temporary refuge with Madeline's father as a custody hearing looms on for June 6. Adam Cravel, the last known person to see Madeline alive, insists on his innocence in the wake of her baffling disappearance. His tears welled up in the eyes. During an emotional interview with Fox News, Megan, her sister, confessed her utter incomprehension over her sister's enduring absence. How is she still missing? Like, how? She asked through her tears, her confusion echoing the sentiments of the wider community. There has to be someone out there who knows something, Megan implored, her voice heavy with heartbreak. She didn't just vanish into thin air. Despite Fravel's assertions of innocence, Madeline's family has voiced concerns given that he was the last person to see her alive. The lawyers argued in the court filing that Fravel's knowledge about Madeline's disappearance may exceed what he has disclosed so far. While Fravel and his family remained disengaged from the Kingsburys during their ongoing search, he is candid about his awareness of the suspicions cast upon him. He defends his position as well, expressing frustration over the myriad of accusations regarding the disappearance of the mother of my children, in a quote. Winona's police chief Tom Williams characterized Madeline's disappearance as involuntary, adding to the grim uncertainty surrounding her fate. Her brother, an Army infantryman who returned from overseas duty to aid in the search, extended profound gratitude toward the volunteers rallying to locate Madeline. As the investigation continues, the Kingsbury's home in Winona, once filled with Madeline's laughter, now stands as a solemn monument to her disappearance. Amid the anguish, the unwavering spirit of the community shines through as they rally around the Kingsbury family, with locals contributing to their efforts to the search for Madeline.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
What do you think about this case? We'd love to hear your opinion, and we have a phone number for you to give us. Just that. It's 888-5KILLER, 888-554-5537 to weigh in. We may use it on a future episode of the program. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.